我们继续看《创世纪》二十四章。
Let us continue to study Genesis chapter 24.
老仆人为以撒到亚伯拉罕的家乡替他娶妻子。
The old servant of Abraham went back to Abraham's homeland to find a wife for Isaac.
我们今天早上谈到老仆人呢、啊，非常忠心，还一路祷告，神带领他来到亚伯拉罕的故乡。
And this morning we discussed how the old servant was very faithful and prayed along the way, so the Lord guided him to the land of Abraham's father.
见到了利百加，所以来到他的家里。
And he met Rebecca, who brought him to her house.
拉班就对他说啊，你这个是蒙神祝福的人呐。
And Laban said that he was a blessed person.
他们就预备了很多的食物，还要请他吃。
And so they prepared many a lot of food for him to eat.
但是仆人说我不吃。
But the servant said that he would not eat.
我要先把我的话，我的事情讲完以后才吃。
Until he spoke what he had to say.
后来拉班就说，那就请你讲吧。
So Laban said, then tell us.
结果他就述说到他的主人呢、啊，亚伯拉罕怎么得到神的祝福。
And so the servant described how Abraham was blessed by the Lord.
他非常的丰富，财产很多。
And he had much wealth.
年老的时候，神又是给他一个儿子。
And in Abraham's old age, God also gave him a son.
所以亚伯拉罕就把所有的都给这个儿子。
So the master has given everything to this son.
但是亚伯拉罕不要以撒来娶迦南女子。
But Abraham did not want Isaac to take a wife from the Canaanites.
所以才派他回到亚伯拉罕的家乡为他娶一个女子。
And therefore sent the servant back to his homeland to find a wife.
然后他来到井旁的时候，就在那里向神祷告，求神给他好机会。
And when he came to the well, he prayed to the Lord and asked the Lord to give him good opportunities.
结果一祷告完的时候，利百加就出现了。
And after his prayer, Rebecca appeared.
他说，我给你水喝，还给你为你的骆驼打水。
And Rebecca volunteered to give him water as well as water his camels.
所以这个老仆人就知道说，这就是神所预备要给亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒做妻子的。
So the servant knew that this woman was prepared for his master's son Isaac for a wife.
后来就问他们说啊，到底你们的意思怎么样？你们可以讲啊，让我知道说我要该怎么做。
And so the servant asked for their opinion to see what they would do.
那结果利百加的哥哥跟他的父亲就说啊，这是出于神呐、我们也没有办法说什么呢。
So Rebecca's father and brother answered that this is from the Lord. We can say nothing to you one way or the other.
所以他们也同意了这个婚事。
So they also agreed to this marriage.
所以我们看到说神的安排真的是很奇妙。
So we see that the Lord's arrangement is very wondrous.
仆人就那里吃吃喝喝晚上就睡觉了。
So the servant ate and drank and stayed there over the night.
第二天一大早起来的时候，就向他们说那既然你们答应了那我就把这个利百加就带回去了给我们小主人做妻子了。
And when they got up the next morning, the servant said, "Send me on my way to my master."
利百加的哥哥跟他妈妈说不可以了。你至少要让他再跟我们住上十天以上。
But the brother and mother replied, "Let the girl remain with us 10 days or so."
等到十天以后再走了。
Then you may go.
这个仆人说，既然神让我事情这么顺利所以你不要再耽误了，那我就可以赶快把利百加带去了。
But the servant said to them, "Do not detain me now that the Lord has granted success to my journey. Send me on my way so I may go to my master."
然后他们说那这样好了，把利百加叫来问问看，看他要不要去。
So they said, "Let's call the girl and ask her about it."
就问他说，你要不要跟这个人一起去呀？
And they called Rebecca and asked her, "Will you go with this man?"
利百加说，我去呀。
I will go, she said.
后来就把他带着就走了
So the servant took Rebecca and returned back.
所以这一段故事篇幅相当长，相当美的。
And this story is very long and very beautiful.
亚伯拉罕借着仆人为他的儿子娶媳妇
And it is the story of how Abraham found a wife for his son through his servant.
因为这段圣经啊也很重要。
And this passage in the Bible is also very important.
所以篇幅特别长。
Because it is very important, it is very long.
那这一段圣经里面跟我们谈到两件事情，一个是婚姻，还有一个是引人归主。
And so in this passage, it talks about two things. The first is marriage, and the second is leading people to the Lord.
从信徒的婚姻的角度来谈。
From the perspective of marriage of amongst believers.
我们看到亚伯拉罕他是做家长的，相当有智慧。
We see that Abraham, as a parent, had much wisdom.
也是一个相当负责任的父亲。
He was also a very responsible father.
犹太人的父亲啊，为他们的儿子啊，他要有五项的职责。
And there are five duties of a Jewish father to his children.
小孩子出生以后第八天要为儿子设割行割礼。
On the eighth day of a male child's birth, he must be circumcised.
啊，因为长子是属神的，所以如果是长子的话，要代替他付赎价银。
And because the firstborn son it belongs to God, so he requires redemption silver.
啊，因为在出埃及的时候啊，埃及的长祖宗被杀嘛，但是以色列的长祖都要归属神。
Or a redemption price, because in Egypt all the firstborn males were killed, and so all of them belong to the Lord.
后来是利未人来代替长子。
And then later the Levites replaced the firstborn son.
所以每一个长祖都要交五色克勒、半色克勒的赎价银。
So each male firstborn son had to pay 50 shekel, half a shekel of silver.
做父亲的要替他赎，付这个赎银。
As a redemption price.
那第三个就是关心主女的婚姻的问题。
And the third is to take care of their marriage.
啊，第四个就是教导他们一门手艺，让他们能够养生。
And the fourth is to teach them a skill so they may earn a living.
第五个就是教导他们律法。
And the fifth responsibility is to teach them about the law.
所以小孩子小的时候啊，父母亲啊，就尤其父亲啊，就要教他们啊，摩西的律法书。
And so when the children are young, it is the father's responsibility to teach them the law of Moses.
到了十三岁啊，就去考试，通过了，成为律法之子。
And when they are 13, they take a test, and if they pass, they become the sons of the law.
这是犹太的父亲啊。的五项职责。
And these are the five duties of a Jewish father.
那我们看到亚伯拉罕是一个好父亲。
So we see Abraham is a good father.
因为神曾经跟他讲说啊，我所教跟你讲的道理，你要传给你的眷属，啊，然后我所应许的福分就会传给你的祖祖孙孙。
Because God told him once that all that he learned from the Lord, he had to pass down to his descendants, and the descendants had to keep it.
他在行事为人上啊，有很多的优点，啊，给他的家人留下榜样。
And in his actions, Abraham also had many good actions to set an example for his family.
他尤其在这个为以撒娶亲的这一件事情上能够坚守原则，这也是一种智慧人的表现。
And the fact that he could hold his principle and insist on Isaac's marriage, this also was a sign of his wisdom.
因为他是神的选民，所以为着为主选民血统的纯正。
And because he was a chosen person of God, he wanted to keep the bloodline pure.
为着为主信仰上的纯正。
To keep his faith pure.
啊，不要被俗化了。
And he did not want this faith to be corrupted.
所以他也严谨地对他仆人说，不可以为我的儿子娶迦南女子为妻。
So he very solemnly told his servant to not take a wife for Isaac from the Canaanites.
很慎重叫他说，你要起誓，还要回到我的本族去，为以撒娶一个女子来。
He solemnly asked the servant to swear an oath to bring back a wife from the land of his father.
所以他是很敬畏神啊，而且对信仰的立场啊很坚定。
So he not only revered God, he was very firm in his faith.
所以亚伯拉罕能够蒙神赐福啊，能够成为信仰之父，有他的原因啊。
So there is a reason why Abraham was able to be called the father of faith and receive blessing from the Lord.
现在到新约时代也是一样啊，神对我们婚姻啊。 有一个非常清楚的指示。
And this is the same in the New Testament where the Lord states very clearly what he demands of our marriage.
马拉基书里面讲到婚姻一个很重要的目的就是要生养虔诚的后代祖孙。
And in the book of Malachi it mentions that a very important effect of marriage is to have reverent descendants.
所以在旧约时代说不可以跟外邦人通婚。
So in the Old Testament, the God's chosen people could not marry outside.
当然新约时代也说，信跟不信不能够同父一轭。
And in the New Testament, it tells us to not be yoked together with unbelievers.
就是寡妇要再嫁，也要嫁在主里面的人。
Even if a widow is to remarry, she must remarry within the Lord.
所以我们看到说，这个圣经里面的原则，旧约新约是不变的。
So we see that the principle is unchanged from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
尼希米曾经对一些人啊，嫁娶外邦啊，给他们很大的处罚。
And Nehemiah once punished those who intermarried outside the tribe, very severe punishments.
所以尼希米对他们说啊，所罗门那么有智慧，神向他显现两次。
And Nehemiah told the people, Solomon had great wisdom, and the Lord appeared to him twice.
他都是因为娶了外邦女子，后来背隐又离开神去拜偶像。
But he failed because he intermarried with Gentile women, and he was seduced to worship other gods.
所以他说，我怎么可以让你们也在这个世上啊来得罪神？
So how can I allow you to upset God in this matter?
因为我们看到耶沙法王也是一样。
And we also see Jehoshaphat had the same problem.
因为他为自己的儿子娶了亚哈的女子为妻。
And because he allowed his own sons to take the daughters of Ahab as wives.
本来耶沙法是一个很好的王。
And King Jehoshaphat was a good king originally.
但是因为亚哈家这个是一个不好的家族。
But because the family of Ahab was not a good family.
啊，尤其耶洗别啊，把很多偶像带到以色列地。
Especially because Queen Jezebel took a lot of idols to the land of Israel.
结果当耶沙法的儿子离世了以后啊，他这个媳妇起来啊，把他所有王室的人都能杀掉。
And after King Jehoshaphat died, his daughter-in-law took power and killed many of the sons of the king.
篡位啊，想要自己做王。
And she wanted to become queen herself.
啊，还好是神啊，让他们保留了一个小孩子叫耶阿斯，后来才继承王位。
But thankfully, the Lord preserved one small child to preserve the kingship.
所以，因为这个婚姻上的问题啊，有时候不谨慎啊。所以给后代祖孙带来非常不好的结果。
So when the matter of marriage is not taken into great consideration, there may be problems in the future.
所以亚伯拉罕很严谨啊，还要他的儿子一定要娶本族的人，这是给我们一个非常好的一种教训。
So Abraham gave us a very good teaching by insisting that his son marry within his own tribe.
所以婚姻的事情啊，这是很重要的，影响一个人的后半辈子，还有影响到祖祖孙孙。
So the marriage for a person is very important because it will not only affect his life but also the life of his children.
那老仆人很忠心。
And so the servant was very faithful.
要是说这个老仆人是以利以谢的话，那更感动人。
And if this old servant was like Eliezer, then it would be even more touching.
因为本来亚伯拉罕呢，没有孩子的时候说要把财产给他的仆人。
Because before Abraham had children, he wanted to give his inheritance to a servant.
但是现在有了儿子，产业通通给儿子了。
But now that he had a son, all his inheritance would go to his son.
那他还是对亚伯拉罕啊忠心耿耿啊，一点都没有变心。
But the servant continued to remain faithful to Abraham.
啊，真的是相当了不起的一个仆人。
And this was a very remarkable servant.
所以他就接受亚伯拉罕的吩咐啊，向亚伯拉罕起誓。
So he obeyed the command of his master and swore to Abraham.
啊，然后就出发了。
And he went on his way.
他一路祷告神啊，求神赐给他好机会。
And on his journey, the servant prayed to the Lord and asked the Lord for an opportunity.
所以他才能够很顺利啊，完成主人托付给他的使命。
And therefore, he was able to finish the commission given by his master very smoothly.
所以他是一个非常忠心、信心很好， 而且又有智慧的一个仆人。
So this servant, he was faithful, he had faith, and he had wisdom.
像他向神祷告说啊，啊，如果有一个女孩子出来，啊，我要跟她要水，她把水给我，啊，又说我拿水给你的骆驼喝啊，啊，那个就是神预备的。
And so he prayed to the Lord, if there is a woman who comes and gives me water and also waters my camel, then this is who you have prepared.
用这个桃水来试验说这个女子啊，看看她是不是一个爱心的，是不是有勤奋的一个女孩子。
And through this request for water, he wanted to test whether or not this woman was very diligent and whether or not she had love.
啊，当然，一方面他是靠着祷告求神开路了，求神指引。
Of course, he also prayed to ask the Lord to guide.
但是我们看到说，他这个试验的方法当中啊，就含着说啊，看看这个女孩子是不是有爱心，是不是很勤奋工作。
But we see that his method of testing truly tested whether or not she was loving and diligent.
啊，结果利百加出现了以后啊，结果他就感谢神了，在那里祷告。
And so after Rebecca appeared, he praised the Lord and prayed.
啊，虽然到了拉班的家，他预备好了很多的宴席要请他，但他事情还没有办完，他不吃饭。
And although after going to Laban's house, they prepared a meal for him, but he would not eat until he finished his business.
已经走了很长一段路啊，啊，但是筵席在前面，他不会想说赶快吃吃再讲了。
After his long journey, he did not think about eating first before speaking.
他说我要先把我的事情讲完以后，啊，再来吃。
And he insisted on finishing what he had to say before eating.
看重他所负担的工作责任啊，胜过饮食。
So he saw his responsibility as more important than food.
而且我呢，在见证的时候，他从来没有提到自己。
And in his testimony, he never once mentioned himself.
那我讲的就是我的主人啊，亚伯拉罕，神怎么祝福他。
All he talked about was his master Abraham and how the Lord had blessed him.
他的家里怎么丰盛。
And how much wealth the family had.
都是谈到他的主人亚伯拉罕，他没有谈到自己。
He only talked about his master Abraham and he neglected to mention himself.
所以很善于见证。
So he was a good person to testify.
所以他讲的见证啊，让拉班啊，利百加的爸爸他们都听了很受感动。
And so Rebecca's father and Laban, they were very moved when they heard the testimony.
所以他们说啊，这是既然出于神了，那我们就没有办法再多讲什么了。
And so they said, since this is from the Lord, there is nothing much we can say.
但是我第二天一大早就说，我既然你们已经答应了，所以就趁着那个时候，马上就把利百加就带回来。
And since everyone agreed, the servant used the next morning and set out to take Rebecca home.
好，这是这个老仆人的忠心呐。
So this shows the faithfulness of
the servant. 还有能够凭着智慧行事。
And how he could use his wisdom.
还有能够信靠神。
And also to trust in the Lord.
有很多好的优点。
And these are some good qualities about him.
我们看到这个婚姻的两个当事人啊，以撒跟利百加。
And so let us now turn to the main characters in this marriage, who are Isaac and Rebecca.
我们看到以撒，他本身很尊重父亲的安排。
We see that Isaac trusted in the arrangement of his father.
他的婚姻啊，由父亲替他做主。
And his marriage was arranged by his father.
啊，信赖老仆人。
And they depended on this old servant.
所以婚姻是终身大事啊。
And so since marriage is a very important event,
所以我们应当啊在主里面啊，合乎道理的，我们要听从长辈啊，听从神的话来行事。
So we should act according to our elders and according to the Lord.
有时候要尊重父母亲给我们的好的意见。
And so we must sometimes we must respect the good suggestions of our parents.
啊，当然现在一般都是青年自己做主，但是我们也要听听啊年长者他们给我们的意见。
And although many youths decide for themselves, they must also listen to the suggestions of their parents and elders.
以撒不娶迦南人啊。
And Isaac did not want to marry.
啊，照着 父亲的旨意从亲族里面来找对象。
Isaac did not marry a Canaanite woman, and instead he listened to his father and found a and married within his own clan.
他能够用默想、沉思、祷告。
And he meditated and he prayed.
来等候神的安排。
When he was waiting for the Lord's arrangement.
所以虽然老仆人啊去替他娶媳妇啊，但是他没有跟着去啊。
And so although the old servant went to find him a wife, he did not go along.
当老仆人把利百加带回来的时候，
And when the servant brought Rebecca back,
他就告诉以撒说这就是为他所娶来的媳妇。
The servant told Isaac that this was the wife that he had brought home.
所以以撒也很顺服啊，就娶了利百加，啊，就爱她。
And Isaac obediently married Rebecca and loved her.
所以很顺服啊，因为他知道这是神的安排，所以就接纳利百加。
He was very obedient because he understood this was the arrangement of the Lord, and he accepted Rebecca.
所以这是一个非常好的一种婚姻的表现。
And this is a very good way to get married.
利百加她是一个殷勤的女子。
And Rebecca was a very diligent woman.
有爱心啊，做事又勤快。
She had love and she worked very hard.
不只是外在美貌啊，而且是一个贞洁的女子。
She was not only beautiful on the outside, but very pure on the inside.
所以她非常庄重啊，守规矩，不随便的。
So she was very careful in her actions.
看到陌生人打水给她，还打水给那个骆驼喝。
And when she drew water for a stranger, she also drew water for the
camels. 这是一种主动的伟大的爱。
So this is a very proactive type of love.
我们看到说，骆驼十几头啊，那个肚子都那么大，要打多少的水啊。
There were 10 camels and they had a very voracious appetite, so she probably had to draw a lot of water.
我们看到说她真的很有爱心。
So we see that she was filled with love.
另外仆人所讲的，虽然没有看到以撒。
And although she never saw Isaac.
她听了这个仆人的见证以后，他就说我去呀，我就跟着仆人去了。
But she said that she would go with the servant after listening to his testimony.
所以就凭着信心啊，嫁给以撒。
So by faith she was married to Isaac.
等到他来到别示巴的时候啊。
And when they went back to Beersheba.
看到以撒来迎接他们。
They saw Isaac.Coming to receive them.
结果他就下里就问仆人说，到底这个来迎接我们的是谁啊？
So Rebecca asked the servant, who is that man in the field coming to greet us?
仆人就告诉他，这个是要做他的丈夫的以撒。
And the servant answered, he is my master.
他就用帕子啊蒙着脸。
So she took her veil and covered herself.
后来就顺服啊，被以撒迎接。
And so she also obediently married Isaac.
很好的一个婚姻哈。
And they had a very good marriage.
当然，这个在属灵上啊，是预表引人归主。
And in the spiritual sense, this describes how we bring people to the Lord.
亚伯拉罕呢，预表神，他非常的丰富，有尊荣。
And Abraham prefigures the Lord because he has great abundant wealth.
以撒预表神的独生爱主耶稣基督来到世界上。
And Isaac prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God.
他顺服至死啊，为我们舍命。
And he was obedient until death to sacrifice for our sake.
然后啊，他要迎娶教会。
And he was to marry the church as a bride.
所以教会就是耶稣基督的新娘子。
So the church is the bride of Christ.
所以这个利百加可以预表着信徒啊，也预表着教会。
So Rebecca can prefigure the believers or the church.
有贞洁的信心啊，成为贞洁的童女啊。
And she was a pure virgin, who had faith.
终身顺服啊。服侍丈夫，为丈夫所爱。
And she served her husband and was loved by him.
那老仆人呢，就是预表我们信徒，预表我们做神工人的。
And so this old servant prefigures believers or the workers of the Lord.
我们奉主耶稣的差遣呢，出去 引人来归主。
We are commissioned by our Lord Jesus to go out to bring people to Christ.
虽然这是一个很艰巨的任务啊，但是我们勇敢地承担这个使命。
And although this is a very difficult task, we have courage when we try to fulfill it.
能够要出去的时候，要带着主人丰盛的财物。
And so when we go out, we bring along with us the abundant wealth of our master.
耶稣来啊，带着丰盛的恩典跟真理。
Just as when Jesus came, he brought the truth.
我们也要把平安的福音穿在脚上。
And we should also wear the gospel of peace on our feet.
到处做见证，为人祷告，让人享受神的恩典。
To testify to others, to pray, and for others to experience the grace of the Lord.
所以我们也要带着丰盛的属灵恩惠啊，出去为主做见证。
So we must also bring with us the abundant grace of truth to go out
to testify. 我们在工作当中啊，要晓得重视祷告。
And in our work, we must place emphasis on prayer.
因为靠着神的灵，不断地来带领我们。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we ask for help.
不是靠我们人的聪明才智，要晓得靠神。
We do not depend on our own wisdom, but on God.
我们工作当中啊，要效法老仆人呢、啊，热心，神的托付胜过饮食。
And in our work, we must be like this old servant and place our commission greater than food or drink.
像主耶稣在跟撒玛利亚妇人谈道理。
And just as when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman.
门徒去买食物回来的时候说：“夫主啊，请吃。”
And when the disciples came back with their bread and asked the Lord Jesus to eat.
主耶稣说啊，我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
And the Lord Jesus replied, I have bread that you do not know of.
门徒觉得很奇怪，谁给他东西吃？
The disciples felt that this was very strange and wondered who had given him food.
主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行天父的旨意，做成他的工。
But Jesus said that his bread was to obey the Father and to do his work.
把传福音救人啊，啊来完成神的托付啊，看得比吃东西还重要。
And to place the work of salvation greater than food or drink.
另外一个，这个老仆人善于做见证。
Another thing was this old servant was very good at bearing testimony.
他所见证的就是我的主人多么丰富。
And he testified on how abundant the wealth of his master was.
他的儿子啊多么宝贝。
And how precious his son was.
我主是一个仆人啊，奉命来行事。
And how he was only a servant obeying the command of the master.
神怎么带领我来到你们家。
And how the Lord led him to their house.
所以啊，神给他，这个老仆人真的很会见证啊。
So this old servant, he truly knew how to testify.
让听到了人啊，老搬家啊，没有话讲。
And so those who heard the testimony had nothing more to say.
所以有时候我们也要求神赐给我们口才恩赐啊，能够做美好的见证。
So sometimes we must ask the Lord for the gift of speech so we may bear beautiful testimonies.
说不是传扬我们自己。
So we do not preach about ourselves.
高举耶稣基督的救恩啊，把我们所领受的恩典啊，诚实见证出来。
Instead, we lift up the salvation of Christ and also truthfully testify the graces that we have received.
这是从这个老仆人呢、啊，给我们的一些好榜样。
And so these are some of the examples set by this old servant.
所以亚伯兰的故事啊，就到25章的前面就结束了。
So Abraham's story ends at the beginning of chapter 25.
后来亚伯兰活到175岁哈。
Later Abraham lived until he was 175 years old.
他的两个儿子把他埋葬了。
And his two sons buried him.
前面像那个他25年当中啊，记了10几章。
And in the first 25 years, there are 10 some chapters devoted.
从75岁到100岁啊，那个篇幅特别长。
And from his the description of his years from 75 to 100 years old, that is especially long.
25章这里大概是140岁啊，一直到175岁，35年啊，几节圣经就交代过去了。
In chapter 25, it records Abraham's 140th year to 170th year in a few sentences.
因为它重点就是前面的立约。
Because the emphasis is on the covenant in the beginning.
亚伯兰以后啊，就记载以撒的故事。
After the death of Abraham, it records the story of Isaac.
所以25、26、27章是以撒为主的。
And so chapter 25, 26, and 27 focuses on Isaac.
以撒结婚了以后啊, 结婚的时候是40岁, 结婚20年了, 利百加没有生小孩。
When Isaac was 40 years old, he became married, and after 20 years, he still did not have any children by Rebekah.
所以他就向神祷告了。
So he prayed to the Lord.
所以后来利百加就怀孕了。
And so Rebekah conceived.
那他在怀孕当中啊，觉得很痛苦。
But in her pregnancy, she was in great pain.
所以他就祷告神。
So she prayed to the Lord.
那神就跟他讲说啊，他肚子里面有两个国度要出来。
But the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb.
看25章23节。神对他说啊，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。24节。生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双生子啊，先生的是身体发红。 浑身有毛，如同皮衣啊，所以给他叫做以扫。随后生了他的兄弟，他用手抓着以扫的脚跟，所以把他叫做雅各。雅各的意思就是抓。利百加生两个孩子的时候啊，以撒已经60岁了。So
when Rebekah gave birth to the twins, Isaac was already 60 years old.
那讲到利百加怀孕啊。
Here it describes Rebekah's pregnancy.
虽然这是神所配合的一个非常美好的婚姻,
and although this marriage was beautifully arranged by the Lord,
但是这个婚姻也经过20年的熬炼啊, 20年没有生小孩。
But this marriage also endured a trial of 20 years without any children.
所以我们知道说, 有时候虽然神赐福的家庭难免也有一些困难存在。
And so we see that even the families blessed by the Lord will sometimes encounter difficulties.
但是困难当中啊, 他们晓得祷告神。
But in their difficulty, they remembered to pray to the Lord.
所以神就啊, 赐福给他们。
So the Lord blessed them.
所以我们从那个迦拿的婚宴里面也知道。
And so from the wedding feast of Canaan, we also know.
婚宴当中啊, 有时候酒也会用尽。
The wedding feast in the New Testament, we know that sometimes the wine may run out.
用尽的时候啊, 因为有主跟他们同在一起。
But because when it ran out, the Lord was with them.
所以主耶稣就用那个水, 淡淡的水, 就变成温暖的美酒。
So the Lord transformed water into wine.
这婚宴啊, 就是代表我们的婚姻生活, 我们家庭生活。
So this wedding banquet prefigures our family life or our marriage.
有时候也好像会遇到酒用尽的时候, 就是失掉欢乐的时候。
And so sometimes we would encounter times where the wine runs out or when joy runs out.
我们的生活有时候也会遇到困难。
And there may be difficulties in our lives.
但是要紧的就是有主在我们的家中。
But the important thing is to have the Lord in our household.
要紧的就是我们晓得求告主。
And the important thing is to, for us to know how to plead to him.
只要有主在我们的家中做主。
As long as Lord Jesus is the Lord of our house.
虽然我们平稳的生活当中啊, 也让我们带来欢乐。
We would have joy even in times of difficulty.
可以让我们的欢乐啊, 可以不阻息。
And this joy will not cease.
啊, 这很重要啊, 在我们的 家庭生活当中要有主同在很重要。
And so it is very important for the Lord to abide with us in our family life.
所以你要得到神的祝福，就是要重视婚姻的道理。
So in order to receive the Lord's blessing, we must take heed of the truth about marriage.
所以以撒为利百加祷告，神就垂听。
And so Isaac prayed for Rebekah, and the Lord listened.
结果让利百加就怀孕了。
And the Lord allowed Rebekah to conceive.
怀孕了以后，神对他说啊，说将来这个大的要，说他肚子里面有两个国度要出来。
But during the pregnancy, the Lord said that there were two nations in Rebekah's womb.
说将来这个大的要服侍小的。
And he said that the older will serve the younger.
我们知道在世界上都是小的要服侍大的。
We know that in this world, the younger always serves the older.
就是人的制度嘛, 你小的你就要服侍大的。
And this is the institution of man, that the smaller will serve the larger.
在神的国度里面是相反。
But this is flipped in the kingdom of the Lord.
你大的要去服侍小的。
The older will serve the younger.
所以主耶稣也说啊, 你们在这个教会里面啊,
So the Lord Jesus also said that in church,
不要想要像君王啊，大权想要去管辖别人。
Do not try to be like kings or powers and try to lord over other people.
在神的家里面啊，想要伟大的就是做仆人去服侍人的。
Because those who want to become greatest in the house of the Lord will be the smallest to serve people.
再看，人家看起来很卑微，都是在服侍人的。那神说那个是最伟大的。
And those who seem humble and serve others will be the greatest.
所以这是神的原则啊！你要想伟大，你就微小去服侍别人。
So it is the principle of God that if we want to become great, we must first become small and serve others.
那我们知道说人的命运啊，掌握在神的手里。
And we also know that the destiny of man is in the hand of God.
所以一个人还没有出生啊，他将来的命运啊，神已经决定了。
So before a person is born, the Lord has already determined his life.
所以神说啊，将来有两个孩子会出来，啊，但是呢，将来这个小的要为大，大的为小。
So the Lord knew that there were two nations to come from the womb, and this younger will, the older will serve the younger.
所以大卫曾经作诗说，我终身的事都在神的手里。
So David once said that his life is in the hand of God.
当我在妈妈的肚子里面还没有成型的时候，神已经看见了。
And the Lord saw him before he was knit together in his mother's womb.
啊，神已经开始保护了。
And the Lord had begun to protect
him. 啊，所以我一生当中遭遇到很多很多的事情啊，其实都在神的保护看顾之下。
So although he had encountered many things, these were all under the protection of the Lord.
所以一个人要得到权柄，要升高或降卑，在神。
So it is up to the Lord whether or not a person is exalted or humbled.
一个人要出生，要死亡，也在神。
If a person is to be born or die, this is all up to the Lord.
神可以让人尊贵，可以让人卑贱。
And God can exalt a person or humble him.
可以让人富足，也可以让人贫穷。
He can allow a person to become rich or poor.
婚姻、儿女，通通在神的手里面。
Marriage and children, these are all in the hands of God.
所以大卫说啊，我本来只是一个牧羊人。
So David said, I was originally just a shepherd.
神在高举我，让我脱离羊群，来牧养全以色列人。
But the Lord has exalted me and taken me out of the sheep pen to shepherd the Israelites.
所以不是靠他自己啊，而是神安排，神立定。
So this was not according to himself, but because of the arrangement of the Lord.
所以圣经里面谈到说啊，人的主权，人的命运啊，在神里面。
So the Bible tells us that man's destiny is in the hand of God.
那罗马书里面谈到预定论。
And in the book of Romans, it talks about predestination.
以扫跟雅各做一对双胞胎还没有出生。
Before Esau and Jacob, the twins, before they were born,
当然神老早已经讲了他们将来的命运怎么样。
The Lord had already spoken what they would become.
结果后来就照着这样来成就了。
And these words came true.
所以我们要晓得敬畏神啊，而不是光靠我们自己。
So we should know to revere God and not only depend on ourselves.
说你如果能够认定神啊，神就会带领你的脚步，带领你的一生。
And if we can listen to the Lord, then the Lord will guide us in our steps.
因为权柄、尊贵、荣耀都是从神来的。
Because glory and authority, these all come from the Lord.
这两个小孩子出生了以后啊，以扫是先生的。
And so when the children were born, Esau was born first.
全身红红的，又长毛。
And his whole body was red and hairy.
说好像穿一件皮衣一样。
And it seemed as though he was wearing a hairy garment.
所以把他叫做以扫，以扫就是有毛的意思。
And so they named him Esau, and Esau means having hair.
这个以扫又名叫做以东，以东就是红色的意思。
And Esau's childhood name was also called Edom, and Edom means red.
后来这个雅各啊，跟着出来，他就抓着哥哥的脚跟啊，跑出来。
And later, Jacob came out holding the heel of his brother.
所以这个雅各把他叫做抓了。雅各的意思就是抓。
So, he was named Jacob, which means grab.
说看起来这两个小孩子啊，出生以后啊，两个个性完全不一样。
And then after they were born, it was clear that they had completely different personalities.
看起来好像以扫的个性比较率直啊，比较好动。
And it seemed that Esau was more straightforward and he was more athletic.
因为他整天到晚在外面打猎。
Because he was hunting outside all day.
所以比较粗犷型的，比较少深思熟虑。
And so he was also more raw in his actions.
这个弟弟啊，雅各为人比较安静。
And Jacob had a more quiet personality.
住在帐篷里面。
He stayed within the tents and did not like to go out.
他思虑就很周到，对事情就很认真。
But he treated everything very carefully.
所以他那个脑筋啊，动得比较快。
So his brain moved a little faster.
这两个啊，小孩子啊，个性完全不一样。
And so we see that their personalities were completely different.
那我们看到说啊，两个孩子他们所争取的、所努力的目标也不一样。
We also see that these two children, they had completely different goals.
以扫啊，天天打猎啊，有一些野味吃啊，他就觉得很舒服。
And Esau, because he hunted all day, as long as he had wild game to eat, he was happy.
所以他比较重视口腹之欲。
So he placed more emphasis on what he ate.
所以有一次啊，他在 打猎回来的时候啊，哇，很累了。
So one time after a hunt, he came back and he was extremely tired.
看到弟弟在那里煮红汤。
And he saw that his brother was cooking lentil soup.
他就说啊，你把红汤给我。
And so he asked him to give him the soup.
雅各啊，因为他为人比较安静啊，就想很多啊，他一直想要得到长子的名讳。
And because Jacob was more quiet, he thought a lot, and he really wanted the birthright of the firstborn.
因为他是想说，我只差几秒钟啊，不得已就要抓着哥哥的脚跟出来。Because
he thought to himself, I am only a couple seconds late, and he even grasped his brother's heel as he came out.
没有想到，我长子的福分就没有掉了。And
because of this, he did not have the birthright of
the firstborn. 他一心一意想到说，我怎样才能够得到这个长子的名位。
And so all he thought about or he concentrated on was how to obtain this birthright.
所以我们看到这两个孩子啊，一个只是比较重视现实啊，现在我马上有东西吃就好了。So
we see these two children, one emphasized having things in the present tense.
但是有一个小孩子啊，却想得比较远呐，为着长远呐，在打算。
But the other child had a further sight on his long-term goals.
所以当以扫说啊，我累死了啊，你红汤给我喝吧。
So when Esau said, "Let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished."
雅各就说：“那你要喝我红汤啊，你就把长子的名分跟我交换。”
Jacob replied, "First, sell me your birthright."
有时候我们觉得说雅各好像比较狡猾一点。
So sometimes we think that Jacob is a little more tricky.
但是啊，因为他喜欢长子名分嘛。
But because it was because he truly wanted his birthright.
而且他的哥哥根本不在意这个长子名分。
And his older brother did not even pay attention.
即使他跟他交易啊，我用红豆汤换你，跟你换，啊，这是一种公平的交易啊。
But actually, to trade the red stew for the birthright of the firstborn, this was a fair trade.
啊，各取所需嘛。
Because they all got what they wanted.
所以虽然雅各心思好像比较细腻一点，但是我们不能够讲他说太诡诈了嘛。
So although Jacob thought a little more in depth, we cannot say that he's crafty.
重要的就是以扫他根本看不上这个长子的名分。
The important thing is that Esau never placed any value in his birthright.
我已经累得半死了，这长子的名分对我有什么用呢？
He thought to himself, I'm famished, what good is the birthright to me?
如果要换，没有问题啊。
It is no problem, it is no problem if we trade.
所以他就把红豆汤拿来喝一喝啊，很快乐，很舒服就走了。
And so he took the red stew, he drank it and left happily.
但他没想到啊，他福分得失掉了，他自己都不在意啊。
But he did not care about losing his birthright.
所以这是他们两个个性不一样的地方。
So this is where their personalities differ.
他说后来等到他要得到父亲的祝福的时候啊，他同样失掉了福分。
But when it came the time for him to receive the blessing from his father, then he also lost his birthright.
我们从他们两个对长子的名分，另外对信仰上的态度来讲。
But if we look at their attitudes toward the birthright of the firstborn and also toward their faith,
当然我们看起来雅各啊，他为人啊，也没有什么值得可取的地方。
We will see that perhaps Jacob did not have any good qualities as a person.
但是他安静在家, 可能听听妈妈讲一些道理。
But because he stayed at home, perhaps he heard some truths from his
mother.
所以稍微了解到一些拜神的事情。 And so he had a better understanding on how to worship the Lord.
所以他一生所追求的跟这个福分啊，跟信仰都有关系。
So the things that he pursued after had something to do with blessing and faith.
虽然呢，一开始的信仰不是很好，但是神慢慢跟他锻炼了，后来他的信仰相当好。
And so although his faith was not very strong in the beginning, after the Lord's training, he had a very strong faith.
反而以扫啊，从他的一生当中啊，都没有谈到信仰的问题。
And on the other hand, Esau did not even touch the matter of religion in his life.
所以他是属于离开神的属肉体的一个人呐。
So he can be considered a person who has departed from God and is of the flesh.
所以难怪啊，他后来失掉了福分。So
it is no surprise that he lost his birthright.
所以在希伯来书的十二章里面呢，
In Hebrews chapter 12, it describes.
希伯来书十二章，我们看十六节。
So let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16.
说恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因为一点点的食物把自己长子的名分卖了。17节，后来想要承受父亲所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然毫无切求，却得不着门路，使他父亲的心意回转，这是你们知道的。所以
Here it tells us that Esau despised his birthright.
所以为着一点点食物，他就把它卖掉了。For
the sake of some food, he sold his inheritance.
后来想要得祝福啊，没有办法了，已经你卖掉了，怎么有福气再给你呢？
Afterward, when he wanted to inherit his blessing, he was rejected.
等到他知道这个福分的重要了，哀哭切求啊，已经没有第二条路了。
By the time he realized the importance of this inheritance and asked for it, there was no use.
所以我们信主受洗以后啊，在神的家里面呢，我们被称为长子。
So after we are baptized into the house of the Lord, we are called oldest sons in the house of the Lord.
我们要好好珍惜这个长子的名分，不要随便轻易的丢掉。
We should revere our birthright as the oldest son, and we should not throw it away carelessly.
这样我们才能够在永生的福分里面有份呢。
This way we can have part with the eternal inheritance.
我们看26章。
So let us now turn to chapter 26.
这是以撒另外一个事迹啊。
And this is another story about Isaac.
先看25章的最后一节了。Let
us first look at chapter 25, the last verse.
最后一节说，雅各将饼跟红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了，便起来走了。下面有一个圣经的评语啊。And
it says, Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank and then got up and left.
那这个评语里面啊，圣经的作者说， 这就是以扫轻看了他长子的名分。Then
the Bible offers a commentary that says, So Esau despised his birthright.
所以既然他不要了，不要就给别人吗？Since
he despised it, it was given to another.
因为这是一种公平的交易。Because
it was a fair trade.
所以你不要福分了，神也不会勉强你去要。So
if you do not want your birthright, the Lord will not force it upon you.
所以主耶稣说，天国是努力的人争取的，努力的人就可以得到了。That
is why the Lord Jesus Christ says that heaven is for those who pursue it.
那这样26章啊，讲到以撒跟以米米、亚比米勒之间的关系。
And in chapter 26, it describes the relationship between Isaac and Abimelech.
阿拉兰他也曾经犯了他父亲的错误啊，称利百加为他的妹妹。
And Isaac repeated the mistake of his father and called Rebekah his sister.
后来非利士人啊，他们把以撒仆人所挖的井都把它埋起来。
And later the Philistines, they covered all the wells dug by Isaac's servants.
啊, 以撒的仆人挖起来以后啊，非利士人就来相争。
And after the wells were dug by Isaac, the Philistines came and tried to take them.
不过以撒比较顺服啦，而且是比较和平的一种做法。
But Isaac chose a more peaceful way to resolve the matter.
虽然被夺去了，他就退让。
Every time the well was taken, he retreated.
啊，在挖井又被夺去了，又退让。
And he would dig another well before it was taken.
啊，后来来到了河谷的地方啊，就在那里挖井。
And then at the end, they came to a valley and dug a well.
啊，就离开那个非利士人就一段路了，啊，所以非利士人就不再来了。
And he departed from the land of the Philistines, so they no longer came.
他就说啊，神给他一个宽阔之地，啊，让他能够昌盛下来。
And so the Lord gave him a vast land for him to settle down.
啊，神又向他显现了，说要把地赐给他。
The Lord also appeared and told him that he would grant him the land.
啊，他在那里筑坛。
There he set up an altar.
我们从这里看到说啊，神为什么要让这个以撒一族退让？
And we may wonder why the Lord would allow Isaac to keep on retreating. This was because the Lord did not want Isaac to be too close to these Canaanites. To preserve the purity of their faith.
So this is God's plan, let them slowly retreat to a Canaanite place.
And it was the will of the Lord for them to retreat gradually to this valley so the Philistines would no longer come. So they would settle down there.
啊，不过到了雅各的时候，他们就全部移到埃及地区。
But by the time of Jacob, they all immigrated to Egypt.
那这25节的地方呢？
If we look at verse 25,
这里讲到说以撒在那里筑坛，
Here it says,
搭帐篷挖井。
Here it says, Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. There he pitched his tent and dug a well.
我们常常说，这是代表我们一个人的三方面的生活。
And sometimes we say that this represents a person's life.
这三样的生活都很重要。
Or three events in a person's life, which is very important.
但是有一个先后顺序。
But there is an order in how things are done.
你如果三样生活缺少一个，你的生活就失掉了秩序。
And if you miss any of the three, then your life is imbalanced.
啊，你如果说这个顺序错了，你的生活也就乱掉了。
But if you have the order upset, then your life will also be in chaos.
第一个就是要先筑坛。
The first is to build an altar.
啊，就是拜神的生活。
And this is a life of faith.
再来第二个就是搭帐篷，这是主的家庭生活。
The second is to pitch a tent, which is your family life.
挖井啊，这是事业的生活。
And to dig a well, this is your career.
我们每一个人都要有三方面的生活。
So each person needs to have three parts of his life.
虽然你家庭也圆满，但是你事业也很发达，你不晓得敬拜神，这美中不足。
Even if you have a great family and a great career and do not know how to revere the Lord, then you are missing something.
有的人事业很成功，但是忽略了家庭。
And some people have a great career, but they neglect their family.
啊，所以家庭没有成功，儿女没有教好啊，啊，他也不算是一个成功的人。
And if they do not teach their children well, then they will not be a successful person.
所以我们的生活啊，拜神要摆第一。
So in our lives, we must worship the Lord as our number one priority.
家庭生活要摆第二。
And to put our family second.
事业生活要摆第三。
And to put our career as our third.
这是圣经里面很重要的一个道理啊，这个顺序不能够变。
And so this is a very important truth in the Bible, and the order may not be changed.
有的人啊，为着生活，为着事业啊，一直忙忙忙。
Some people, they toil for their lives and their careers.
所以根本没有时间跟自己的小孩子见面讲话。
And they do not even have time to speak or to spend time with their children.
小孩子上了中学以后啊，渐渐在学校里面交友的情形怎么样，父母亲根本就不知道。
And some parents do not even know what kind of friends their children have after they enter junior high.
有时候后来小孩子出事啦，或者变坏啦。 等到那个时候啊，父母亲已经觉得太晚了。
And sometimes by the time something happens or the kids go bad, then it is too late for the parents to do anything.
虽然有时候你想说赚更多的钱让他们能够有更好的待更好的生活。
And sometimes although our goal is to make more money so they can have a better life.
但是小孩子没有成功啊走偏差了你再多的钱又有什么用
But there's no use in having that much money if your kids go the wrong way.
所以信仰第一啊，家庭第二。
So the faith should be number one, and family life should be number two.
事业第三。
And your career should be number three.
这是我们在生活当中一个非常重要的顺序。
And this is a very important order in our lives.
我们看二十七章。
Let us turn to chapter 27.
以撒年纪老迈呢，眼睛昏花。
When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak,
他就跟以扫说啊，他可能啊，什么时候要离开世界不知道。
He called Esau his older son because he did not know when he was going to depart from the world.
这里记载以撒看起来好像很老迈啊，好像啊快死掉了一样。
Here it records Isaac as being very old and on the brink of death.
不过算一算哦，他还在活五十年呢。
But if we count the years, he lives another 50 years.
这个时候大概130岁吧。
Because he is about 130 years old at this moment.
因为他是活到180岁。
Because he lives to 180 years old.
你们有时间的话，你们可以慢慢计算哈。我现在没有办法，没有时间算了。
We don't have time to go through the years, but you can count it on your own.
这个时候他大概是130岁。
So he is about 130 years old.
还有50年可以活啊，所以应该不会那么老啊。
He shouldn't be that old because he has 50 years left.
这个圣经又描写说他好像老得快不久人世的样子。
But the Bible describes him as on the brink of death.
然后所以他对以扫说啊，我大概年纪大了，不晓得什么时候离开。
And he says, I am an old man and don't know the day of my death.
所以你赶快去啊，田里啊打猎啊，做野味来给我吃。
Now go out and hunt for some wild game for me and prepare the tasty food I like.
在未死之前啊，为你祝福。
So that I may give you my blessing before I die.
原来他是为着要喜欢吃美味了。
And so it's because he loves wild game.
那这个他对以扫所说的话，利百加听见了。
But Rebecca was listening as Isaac spoke.
这个利百加，因为他也曾经。神跟他讲说，这个大的要服侍小的嘛，哈。
And God once told Rebecca that the older shall serve the younger.
我们看到这个家庭啊，本来是很好的，但是怎么父亲比较喜欢大儿子，妈妈喜欢小儿子。
And originally this family was quite good, but it turns out that the father loved the older son and the mother loved the younger son.
那时候父母亲两个的偏爱啊，也造成家庭上的一些悲剧啊，不幸。
And because they treated their children differently, so this led to a family tragedy.
所以后来虽然雅各得祝福啊，但是以扫被丢弃啊，有时候想想也是很可惜啊，很可怜。
And although Jacob receives the blessing at the end, Esau was just.Neglected, and it is very pitiful.
所以我常常读这一段圣经的时候，就在想说，是不是有两全其美的方法，让两个人都祝福，不是很好吗？
And so sometimes when I read this passage, I think, was there a way for both of them to receive blessing? Wouldn't that be great?
但是因为他这有一些家庭的背景因素啊，所以最后的结果啊，是这样。
But because of the situation in the family, the ending turned out the way it did.
不过这有时候也可以让我们在做父母亲的啦，或者是我们将来做父母亲的，有时候也要有一点警惕啊。
And so this serves as a warning to us when we become parents one day.
对儿女啊，不应该有溺爱，也不要有偏爱。
And we should not spoil our children or favor any one of them.
有时候就会像这样造成这个不幸的后果。
Or else we may encounter this type of tragedy.